Welcome to the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Each week we connect you to the people, places, and geography that you read about in God's Word. And of course, we connect you to the current events that are happening there in Israel and the Middle East. And today, I'm excited to share with you an opportunity that you have to connect with Israel and the Jewish people directly through an incredible organization called the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem. And joining us today here on the Middle East Report is Dr. Susan Michael. She serves as the U.S. Director for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem. She is also the director of the American Christian Leaders Network. She's an author. She's a gifted teacher. She's an international speaker. You got anti-Semitism. You have Islam. You've got the Jewish-Christian relations. So much to try to understand that are happening there in the Middle East. And, of course, you have experience working with Jews, Arabs, Christians from many denominational backgrounds all over. And I appreciate everything that you do. Dr. Susan, thank you for joining us here on the Middle East Report.
Thank you, John. It's really great to be with you again.
You know, I love your staff from the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem. I have met so many of your staff over the last many, many years when I was in Israel and at places here in the United States, and we've had an opportunity to meet each other as well. I appreciate what you guys do with the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem. There's a lot of people who are listening right now who don't even know, you know, about the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem. Tell us what you guys do.
Well, you know, it's a totally unique organization and ministry. There's not another one like it any place in the world. Why? Because we are there in Jerusalem, and there's only one Jerusalem in the world. We are called there to be a prophetic voice to Israel and to the nations, and we were founded for just this time in history. After the founding of the State of Israel and when all the nations began coming against Israel for making Jerusalem their capital, and God raised up this little Christian organization. It was global from day one. Our founders were from a number of different countries. And it's just been a real privilege to be a part of it and to watch it. But to answer your question as to what we do, we were founded in Jerusalem in 1980, and that's when the Israeli Knesset passed what's called the Jerusalem Bill, and they declared in law that all of Jerusalem was the eternal and undivided capital of the State of Israel. Not just West Jerusalem, but all of Jerusalem. And there was tremendous international uproar against that. All the Arab countries threatened oil embargoes on any country that recognized Jerusalem as the capital. And therefore, the embassies that were in Jerusalem packed up and moved out of the city. And that was when this group of Christian visionaries and pioneers said, "We do not support what our governments have just done. And we are therefore starting an international Christian embassy in Jerusalem that represents the millions of Bible-based Christians around the world, because they understand the significance of Jerusalem to the Jewish people, and they stand with Israel at this moment." So that's how we were founded. It sounds like we're a fairly political organization, but we're actually not. Our mission statement from day one is right out of Scripture, Isaiah 40, verse 1, that says, comfort ye, my people, says the Lord. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. And we were very aware that after, almost 2,000 years of terrible relations between Jews and Christians, centuries of Christian anti-Semitism, that we were there as a voice crying in the wilderness, and initiating a whole new relationship with the Jewish people. And we were there to say, we are Christian, and we love you. We support you, and we stand with you at this moment. So how do you demonstrate love and support, but in very practical ways? It's great if you say the words, but we had to demonstrate it. So from day one, we began practical assistance like humanitarian aid, helping the needy. Once the Iron Curtain fell and Jews were leaving the former Soviet Union, we began helping with Aliyah, it's called, which is the immigration of Jewish people to Israel to make it their home. And now we house Holocaust survivors. We place bomb shelters in vulnerable communities. Anything that we can do that's practical assistance that we can say we are doing this because we're Christian and we stand with you. And we represent millions of Christians around the world. And so that's really our calling, the heart, the soul of our calling. But we have a presence in over 90 countries. And so out in the nations, our goal is, of course, to bring awareness to our projects in Israel, raise funds for our projects in Israel. But secondly, it's to educate the Christian world in our nation. So I've put a lot of time and effort and energy into building educational resources for the American Christian community. And then thirdly, we are to be there, take a public stand for Israel, what you would call advocacy. It's not our focus. We're not a political lobby, but sometimes you have to take a stand. And so that's in a nutshell what our ministry is all about.
Susan, why all the focus on the Jewish people? I mean, all these beautiful things that you are doing for these people. Why the focus on the Jewish people? And why the focus on Jerusalem?
Well, after some 2,000 years of exile, God decided it was time to bring his children back home. And we are the privileged generations to be witnessing the return. Now, it began over 100 years ago, but it's still taking place today. He's still drawing his people. And so that has put them really spiritually in the middle of the world stage. But because of the spiritual warfare in this world, this fallen world that we live in, anything that is of God and is good, the devil, the evil, will try to oppose it. So we see this focus against Israel. Why? Because God's behind it, you see? It's a spiritual battle. But all of this media attention and controversy and propaganda and wars have put Israel on the center stage of the entire world. And here they are, this little bitty speck of dust on the world map. You can't even find Israel on a world map. They're so small. You have to magnify it and zoom in, you know, to even see it. And so that's why, though, it's because of the spiritual battle against her. But God will use it, because what God is going to do there in coming days is going to be, it's going to be life-changing, it's going to be world-changing, and the world's going to see it because their eyes are already on Israel.
Why is the enemy so bent on destroying the Jewish people? We have seen this in history over and over and over again.
Because God promised them, it starts with Abraham. God promised Abraham, I'm going to make you a great nation, and through you, through that nation, I'm going to bless every family in the earth. And the Apostle Paul said that verse was the first preaching of the gospel. It was talking about the blessing of redemption that would come through Messiah. And so God has made this promise that through this nation, he is going to bless the entire world with his plans and his purposes and his redemption. And we know Jesus came, he died on the cross for us, and he rose again, but it's not over. What he won for us has not yet been implemented on this earth. And that's why he's coming back. It's to finish the story. And until he does, God is still going to use this people and this land that he gave them as the staging ground for that great and magnificent day. And that's why they are so special to God. He made promises. He will fulfill his promises. And if we think that he has broken or will break those promises, then he's not a faithful God. And my God is faithful. I can rely on his promises. I can stand on the word of God because he's faithful, and he will be faithful to the Jewish people as well.
That is a message for all of us to hear today, and it's a message for the Jewish people. It's a message for those of you who are listening. God's faithfulness and his word will never fail. His word is true, and it's true for the Jewish people. It's true for those of you who are listening today as well. And that is the reason why the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem and what Dr. Susan Michael is doing, this is the heartbeat of what they do and why they do what they do. And I just encourage you to connect with them. A part of the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem is a network that you are actually very much involved in. It's called Christian Leaders for Israel, American Christian Leaders for Israel, this beautiful network. I want you to tell us about what that's all about.
Well, I lived in Washington, D.C. for 30 years. as the U.S. director of the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem. And a lot of what I did there was network with Christian leaders and the Embassy of Israel that's there in Washington, D.C. They always wanted to reach out to Christian leaders, and I was like this contact person that was always there helping them. New diplomats would come to town. And so out of that came relationships with Christian leaders. And they came to trust my leadership, that I wasn't there to use them or take advantage of them. I was there to facilitate their support of Israel. And so 10 years ago, under the Obama administration, we were very alarmed, and we felt that crises was coming at any moment. And so I got together a group of about 12 of these leaders for lunch, and I said, I believe crises is coming, and we need to be better organized and able to act quickly. They agreed, and so around lunch, we came up with the name American Christian Leaders for Israel. It's not an organization. It's just a network of leaders that I lead, and over the 10 years, we have 3,000 Christian leaders that have participated in one thing or more that we've done. And it's just a collaborative platform. We'll do a letter to the president, and we'll announce it, and any leader can sign off on it. I don't speak for them. I let them speak for themselves by signing these letters. And we've also done collaborative events, big gala dinners to celebrate Israel's anniversary, this sort of thing. Last year, we did a advocacy day of Jews and Christians on Capitol Hill, and it's just doing the organizing, but allowing all these other organizations to participate. Why? Because no one organization is big enough or loud enough to really speak to 50 million evangelicals in America, or to speak on behalf of 50 million evangelicals to the government. Only when we all unite our voice, then we truly do speak to over 50 million Christians in America. And that's the goal, is to have a united voice with greater impact than we would have on our own.
American Christian Leaders for Israel, you can look that up. It's an incredible network. And again, this is part of the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem and this advocacy network that is doing so much. And recently, you gathered a lot of signatures for something that's going on in Israel that is regarding Judea and Samaria. So first of all, you have to tell everybody, what in the world is Judea and Samaria, and then what you guys did through this organization?
The biblical territories known as Judea and Samaria are really the heartland of Israel. It's the biblical heartland. It's where so many of the stories in the Old Testament and even some in the New Testament took place. Yet, when Israel was formed in 1948, that area was occupied by Jordan. And Jordan called it the West Bank of the Kingdom of Jordan. That's where this term West Bank came up from. And then in this 1967 war, though, Jordan was defeated. Israel took over not just Jerusalem, but the whole of that area known as the West Bank of Jordan. Still today, people are calling it the West Bank. And it's like, it is not. It has no connection to Jordan. We should stop calling it the West Bank. Call it its biblical name, which is Judea and Samaria. And there's a big push for this now. It's just time to recognize that it is not the West Bank. It is biblical territory with biblical ties to the Jewish people. They have claims to that area. They have legal claims to that area. It was occupied by Jordan. Israel is the one that has legal claims to that area. And it's time that we recognize it and we stop pushing Israel to give it up for some elusive dream called a two-state solution. So that's why we did the resolution. It went all the way to the president before he made his announcement on Judea and Samaria, because we knew he wanted to hear from his Christian voters. He did. And we wanted to make sure that he heard that major Christian leaders were calling for our government to stop pushing Israel to give up Judea and Samaria.
You know, you mentioned the term West Bank. It's like Palestine. You hear people saying, well, Israel is Palestine. Israel is not Palestine.
No, there was never a Palestine. Palestine was nothing but a region. It was given that name, you know, it started back by the Romans, but the British Christian cartographers continued it. Today, if you open the back of your Bible, you will probably see a map called Palestine in the time of Jesus. Well, there was no such thing in the time of Jesus. It was known as Judea. It was the Roman province of Judea. But these cartographers just kept calling it Palestine, but there was never a country, a nation, or a state called Palestine there. And that's another fallacy.
The world uses that against Israel.
Right, right. They accuse Israel of having stolen Palestinian land. It wasn't even Palestinian land, and it wasn't stolen. The United Nations passed the resolution declaring that Israel could set up statehood. So it's all a fallacy.
Well, we're talking to Dr. Susan Michael. She serves as the USA Director of the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem, and she's also the Director of American Christian Leaders, this beautiful network that's a part of the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem and an advocacy organization that is making such a huge difference. You mentioned this statement that was made by so many across this country and around the world, and this organization that we're talking about, American Christian Leaders for Israel, you have key leaders that are a part of this. This is some very influential people that are a part of this organization as well.
Yes, we do. Your listeners can just Google American Christian Leaders for Israel, go to the website. They can see who signed off on our, they can look at our advisory board, and they will see major names.
You know, a few moments ago, you mentioned the two-state solution, and I want to talk to you about this two-state solution. This is something that has been talked about over and over again. We've had a political change here in the United States with a new administration. So how do you see all of these things playing out with the two-state solution? What is a two-state solution? Is that good for Israel?
Well, the fallacy of the two-state solution is that it will only work if the Arab state you're setting up, we'll call it Palestinian state that you're setting up, is going to live in peace side by side with Israel. And because they will not do that, we're opposed to that, it will never work. And it hasn't worked. So they've been pushing since 1993 what's called a two-state solution, which means setting up Palestinian statehood. And the closest that they've come to actually having a Palestinian state is what happened in Gaza. Israel completely pulled out. There were no Israelis there. They didn't have any security control, no governmental control, no control whatsoever over Gaza. They just had a very strong border around Gaza. And the people of Gaza elected Hamas, a terrorist jihadist organization, to be their government. And the Hamas spent the next almost 20 years taking all the billions of dollars from around the world for the poor Palestinians, and they poured it into concrete tunnels underneath the ground, buying weapons, building weapons, preparing for what? To wipe Israel off the face of the earth. They never intended to be peaceful. And so on October the 7th, 2023, when they breached the border and came in and slaughtered 1,200 Israelis and took another 250 hostage, was the results of 20 years of a two-state solution, of a Palestinian state. That was the outcome. That's what it produced. So that in itself is proof, as we say, proof is in the pudding. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. So we need to back Israel, let them determine what's going to work in their region. These Americans and Europeans and internationals, we keep trying to force onto them what we think should work, and we do not know that area. We do not know these ideologies that Israel's against, and we need to let Israel determine her own future with these neighbors. And so that's the whole thing with Gaza proves the two-state solution is just an illusion. It'll never work.
You know, when we look at things going on in the Middle East, most of us are looking through it with a Western mindset, and you cannot do that. You cannot do that in the Middle East.
No, we do not understand this jihadist ideology, the evil that's behind it. And that is one of the good things that came out of October the 7th, 2023. As horrific as that day was, it exposed the sheer evil of that ideology. And the it wasn't just Hamas fighters that came into Israel and slaughtered. It was civilians, what we call the innocent civilians. They were filled with that same hatred and ideology. And some of the hostages have come back. They were held in civilian homes. And they're coming back and saying they're all terrorists. We heard children calling for the murder of Jews. All of their homes are full of this propaganda and this ideology, and it's pure evil. So that we do not understand that in America. We think everybody is peace-loving and good, and if you just give them their little homeland or their little piece of land, that they will be peace-loving and it'll all work out. And they do not understand this hatred.
Israel tried that. Israel said, okay, we want peace with our Arab neighbors. And they do. And they tried that. And then you had what happened on October 7th, 2023, with the massacre, the slaughter of innocent Jewish people, and the taking of hostages into Gaza, the horrific events into Gaza. And you have this evil ideology that has been promoted among the citizenship there in Gaza for over 20 plus years, and the world is saying, no, we want more of that. We want the Palestinian Authority, which is, a lot of people are saying, well, that's who should govern Gaza. If that happens, then we will have more of the same for Israel. We need something new.
Yes, it's the Palestinian Authority. You know, you have to understand, all of these leaders, whether it's Hamas leaders or it's Palestinian Authority leaders, they're all billionaires now. Because they've made a lot of money off of war, and they're not going to want to have peace because the flow of money will stop. So all of this humanitarian aid that's coming in for the poor Palestinian people, these leaders are just siphoning off. Arafat died a billionaire. The head of Hamas died a billionaire. Abbas is a billionaire. It's time for that to stop and realize that they're making money off of war. That's why they don't want peace.
We're talking to Dr. Susan Michael. She serves as the USA Director of the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem. The trauma that the Jewish people have gone through since October 7, 2023. Share your heart about that. And, you know, we've seen the images of these hostages coming back to Israel after being held by these demonic entities there in Gaza. Recently, we saw some hostages come back that looked like they had come from the Holocaust. Share your heart about what Israel and the Jewish people are going through.
Well, you know, I told you that our ministry is based on Isaiah 41, which says, comfort you, my people. And we've been there now 44, 45 years. And over the years, we've watched Israel become a strong nation, high tech, the startup nation. They were doing really well. And we were beginning to feel like, you know, this idea of comfort my people wasn't maybe applicable in the modern age as they became stronger and stronger. Never has our ministry been more needed than since October the 7th, 2023. The entire country is traumatized. Over a third of the country is clinically post-traumatic stress, disorder, PTSD. The rest of the country, they're still traumatized, just not at the clinical level. The Jewish community worldwide is traumatized because not only what their brethren went through in Israel, but then the rise of anti-Semitism around the world. Here in America, where the Jews thought they were safe and peaceful, here in America, all of a sudden, they're hiding their Jewishness in the streets of New York. I mean, who's ever heard of such a thing? So they're all traumatized. They're all feeling like everything that we trusted in before doesn't seem to be trustworthy, and it's not going to protect us. And more Jews from around the world are making Aliyah. They're moving to Israel. They've realized that they have got to have a strong Israel. to have even a safe community outside of Israel. And also they realize they need to go there and be a part of the effort to protect Israel and to make it strong. So the people are extremely traumatized. And, you know, it's something many of us have gone on tour to Israel, and I've spent a lot of time there, as I think you have too. And one of the things you learn is that the people of Israel, the Jewish people, are like one big family. They have such a sense of community in Israel. And you get two of them together, and they start talking about, well, my grandfather knew your grandfather, and everything they have in common. So they felt it as though it was their own child, even maybe they'd never met that hostage. So they're traumatized. They need to know that Christians love them, that we stand with them, and we support them. And that is the ministry of the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem.
You are doing that every single day. You are giving people practical ways to do that. And I want to encourage you to connect with the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem. Find out what they are doing, how you can pray for them, how you can support them financially as they comfort the Jewish people, as they love the Jewish people, as they bring hope and strength into these challenging days that these Jewish people have faced and continue to face there in the land of Israel. And so please reach out to the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, find out what they're doing. Dr. Susan Michael, thank you so much for all that you do with the International Christian Embassy. We love your work, and I just encourage everybody to reach out to what you guys are doing.
Thank you, John. It's always great to be with you and your audience.
The International Christian Embassy Jerusalem is a solid organization. I know many of the staff members there at the International Christian Embassy, and if you're looking for an organization to give financially to, I want to highly recommend the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem. They are great stewards of your financial resources. So if you're looking for an organization to give to, and you want to help the Jewish people, you want to stand with the Jewish people, you want to stand with the land of Israel, the International Christian Embassy is an excellent organization for you to be involved in. And I want to encourage you to go to icej.org, icej.org. A related organization with the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem is American Christian Leaders for Israel. You can find out more about that organization when you go to acl4israel.com, acl4israel.com. You can Google any of these organizations, the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem or American Christian Leaders for Israel, and you'll get all of the links that you need to connect with that organization. It's so important that as believers in Jesus, we don't stand by and just silently watch all of the Jew hatred that's happening in our nation and around the world. We must stand up. We cannot be silent. And of course, the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem helps you to do that. So check out those organizations. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thank you for listening. Get a podcast of the show wherever you get your podcasts. We are on all the major podcast platforms. Just search for The Middle East Report, or you can go to afr.net and download it there. I'm John Riley.